Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Welcome to the She Wins Podcast, the place for you to learn the systems and the strategies to grow your business and avoid costly mistakes. Every week, your host and amazing guests have conversations that will inspire you, motivate you, and empower you to show up and make it happen. Learn about marketing, building authority, lead generation, self-love, and much more with your host, marketing and business strategist, your soon-to-be business bestie, Fatia Fusaini.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to today's episode. Hope you're all doing great. Hope you're all doing amazing. And also, I wanted to say the Ramadan Mubarak to all my fellow Muslims who are fasting. And, you know, are you ready for Eid? Like, I'm trying to get my dress still. But yeah, I'm so happy to be here today and to be sharing with you some of my top secrets to double up on those podcast downloads. I've shared with you on episode 58 some of my tips if you're looking to start a podcast. And I know nowadays a lot of people and a lot of you are looking to start a podcast or already started their podcast. So if you are actually looking to start your podcast, I have an amazing free guide that you can get in the show notes. And I also have a podcast success course that guides you through the process of starting and launching your podcast. So you definitely want to grab that if you're looking to start your podcast. But if you started your podcast and now you're like, how do I grow my podcast? How do I get more people to listen to my podcast? How do I grow those downloads? How do I grow my audience? Then this episode is for you, because I'll be sharing with you my 5 top tips to help you grow your audience and your downloads. And I think these tips are, like, you know, amazing. Some of them really, really helped me, and some of them I discovered later on. So I think you discovering some of the tips today will make it beneficial for your podcasting journey. As you know, huge fan of podcasting. So I'm so excited that you decided to start your podcast and definitely want to support you. So reach out to me and let me know about your podcast. So let's get into tip number one. The first tip I want to share with you is to be a guest on other people's podcasts. And I think I shared this multiple times, but I think it's so, so important to be a guest on other people's podcasts. Why? Because you're giving yourself and your podcast an opportunity to tap into a different community, and a different community that listens to podcasts. And that's very, very essential, because of those people are already listening to podcasts. If they enjoy the episode where you were co-host or you were a guest, then they'll probably check out your episode too. Some of my tips that I like to share when you're actually going on someone else's podcast is to have a one sheet. A one sheet is basically a document where you write down your bio, some resources that you want to share on the podcast, some topics that you like talking about, and you send it to some links about your website and your socials, you know, everything that you want people to know about you. You summarize it into a one sheet, and every time you're going to be a guest on a podcast, you're going to send this to the host of the podcast, making it easy for the host to actually share the information, because they just need to copy and paste, and they will share it in the show notes, they will share it in their newsletter and things like that. So make it easy for the host to actually share information about you. Another tip when you're going to be a guest on someone else's podcast is to choose the podcast wisely. So If your podcast is all about business or it's all about manifestation and healing and, I don't know, traveling, make sure that you're choosing podcasts that are within your niche. And I'm going to take you one step further. So telling you to choose a podcast that also is within your style. So if you have an improv podcast, or if you have a scripted podcast, or if you have a narrated podcast, you want to go ahead and choose similar podcasts because it's going to make it easier for the host, for the audience to check out your podcast. So those are some of my tips when it comes to going to other people's podcasts. But it's so, so important to have a strategy behind going to other people's podcasts. It could be once a month. It could be 4 podcasts per month. It could be 6 podcasts per month. It just depends on something that works for you. So based on your podcast, choose wisely the podcast that you're going on. And if you have a podcast that is just about chit-chat, then you definitely can open up more and go to more different and go to different type of podcasts because, you know, you are not very niche. The second tip I want to give you, and I've seen that nobody actually shared this tip, and I shared it on Clubhouse, and everybody was like, whoa, nobody ever told me about that. But it's a tip that is so, so important, and that is to distribute your podcast on other directories as well. As you know, when you sign up to a podcast host, they share your podcast on the classic directories, meaning Spotify, Google, Apple, Stitcher, you know, iHeartRadio, those 7 probably, that's where they usually share your podcast. But there are hundreds of directories out there. And in order to grow your downloads, in order to grow your audience, you want to make sure that more audiences and more people can actually access your podcast. A lot of the time, it's also an issue that people cannot access your podcast. I mean, in different countries as well. There are platforms like Gaana, spelled G-A-A-N-A. And that's a huge platform in India where people stream music, podcasts, etc. They allow you to upload your podcast. It doesn't matter which country you are. And especially if your podcast is in English as well, they allow you to upload your podcast, and you want to be one person to go and upload your podcast there because it allows you to tap into a different market, and that's India. There's also a huge platform in Japan as well. You're gonna have to do some work in translating because Google doesn't translate the directory automatically, so you're gonna have to do Google Translate work, but then you can upload your podcast and make your podcast available in Japan as well. A lot of people want to listen to English podcasts in Japan, and the directory allows you to upload your podcast. So the only thing that you need to have in order to distribute your podcast is your RSS feed. And basically, this is the URL that contains all of the information about your podcast title, your podcast cover, your podcast description, your episode. Basically, this is all you need to go on and upload and share your podcast on all of these directories. So very, very important. Just Google it. There are hundreds of directories, and not only directories, there are memberships that you can access, communities that are sharing about podcasts that can help you share about your podcast, spread the word about your podcast. So it's very, very important that you also focus on distribution when it comes to growing your podcast, growing your downloads, and growing your audience. Tip number 3, tell people about your podcast. And it goes kind of hand to hand with the distribution, right? And I remember when I first started my podcast, I didn't want to tell anyone about my podcast. I don't know. I was like a little bit like, it's just starting. I'm not sure about it. I don't know. I felt a little bit embarrassed. I don't know. It was so much emotions going on when I first started my podcast. So I didn't really want to share about my podcast. But then after I got some feedback from all of you, some of you, all of you is a little bit too much. But yeah, some of you, I was really encouraged to go out there and spread the word about my podcast. And I think that's so, so important that you tell people about your podcast. People are not going to shit. You know, they're not going to automatically go and listen to your podcast if they don't know that you have a podcast. So it's very important that you constantly share about your podcast. You constantly connect the dots when you meet someone that, you know, is in your same industry. Tell them about your podcast. If you are on social media, tell people about your podcast. In your emails, tell people about your podcast. Even in your daily life, and you find someone that's interested in something that you're interested about or something that you talked in your podcast about, share about your podcast. So literally tell people about your podcast. I think if you're also addicted to Clubhouse like myself, you also want to take opportunities where is obviously where you see fit to tell people about your podcast. Let people know that you have a podcast that they might be interested in. So literally tell people about your podcast. I think, you know, if I could say it in different languages, I would. Tell people about your podcast. Number four, interview people who already have communities. Obviously, this works for you if you do interviews within your podcast. Interviewing people who have already communities will allow you to tap into their community. But without going there asking them, can you share my podcast with your community or can I share it with your community? You're kind of giving them the opportunity to share about themselves, about what they do, about their community, and about them. You make it about them and you're highlighting them so that after the podcast is live, they can go and share it to their community. And something I really want to share on this step is something very, very important. And I want you to kind of, if you're not taking notes about this point, take notes about this. A lot of the times when I go to podcasts and the podcast is live and it's been some time, I never receive a note saying, oh, Fatia, the podcast is live. You can share it. Here are some things that you can share. Here's a graphic that you can share. I almost never get this. And I'm just like, people are leaving so much on the table. Sometimes you can be the one to ask, is there anything I can share? But nobody will literally go ahead and do that. But it's your job as a host to make it easy for your guests to go and share about your episode. So what are my tips for you? First is, every time an episode with a guest is live, send them an email, just a simple email. You can even create a template. This email will contain some of the links where their podcast is live. If you're sharing it on your website as well, send them that link. And also, if you're having a transcription on your website, send them the link saying, you know, here's a transcription of the episode as well if you want to check it out. Next, on the same email, add some graphics that they can share with their social media. Make sure that they are highlighted, that they are the one that are, you know, shown in the graphic. You can also do a graphic. I always recommend kind of do multiple of them. I like to send a few, three, four, I think. And then it will be one with just them on top and the title of the episode. It will be another one, still with them, but different style of graphic. Then it will be one with me and them and the title of the episode. And then it will also be a trailer with me and them and a piece of them sharing something on the podcast. And you can do this trailers where, you know, your guest is talking and you have the picture or the video in the background while they're talking, using just a simple app like Headliner. So share, please do it. I feel like it's so, so important. And a lot of people are looking to grow their podcast, but they just don't do this simple thing of just letting their audience, letting their guests know that the podcast episode is live and that they can share it with their audiences. So that can make a huge difference when it comes to growing your downloads and growing your audience and growing your listeners. So please have this system in place. And when it comes to the artwork as well, you can create templates with Canva, and every time you just need to change the episode title, change the pictures, and then that's how you go. You just send it. And if you have a VA as well, let them do it all the time when your new episode is live. It will literally make a whole difference. Last tip for you, because this is tip number 5, is to use paid ads. So you might not want to pay for advertising your podcast, but other people might want to. All of the ones I shared with you above, they were all organic ways of kind of growing your podcast. And number 5 is paid ads. All of the ones I shared with you, point 1 to 5, were organic ways of growing your audience and your downloads. Paid ads can be used very effectively to drive more traffic to your podcast. Yes, you can use Facebook ads. Yes, you can use YouTube ads. Yes, you can use Instagram ads. Yes, you can use Google ads. That's the same as YouTube anyways. But I recommend you to promote your podcast on podcast platforms, podcast directories, podcast hosting platforms. These platforms make it easier for people to listen to your podcast because they are already listening to your podcast. I don't know if you kind of notice the pattern. It's all about targeting the people who are already listening to podcasts, because it might be hard to convert someone to like watch videos to podcasts. So you want to constantly target people who are listening to podcasts. Yes, you can still share, as I said, on Facebook, Google, and all this stuff, but if you want to get the best out of your ads, you want to advertise on podcasting platforms. And that's all for my 5 tips. Let's recap, because I think, oh my God, I love podcasting and I love sharing this tip with you, because I know that these tips are gonna make a whole difference for your podcast. Number 1 was be a guest on other people's podcasts. Number 2 was distribute your podcast on different directories. Number 3 was tell people about your podcast. Number 4 was interview people who have already established communities. Number 5 is paid ads on podcasting platforms. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Today was actionable tips for you, and I really, really enjoyed having this time with you, and I'll see you in the next episode.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode. For more resources, check out www.shewinsmastermind.com. And don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review. See you next week.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.